Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen's Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Kevin Fishbane joins us to talk Bears in 60 seconds on The Score.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed with any smart adjustable base, plus special financing and free premium delivery. Ends Tuesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
New appliances mean a family recipe simmering on the stove and fresh sheets in the dryer. At the Home Depot, they also mean saving even more on your next appliance. Like a Hoover wind tunnel vacuum. Right now, just $119, delivered free. Bring style and function home with fall savings on your next appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at homedepot.com. Some exclusions apply, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This segment's brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
Kevin Fishbane, Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Matt, when you look at that Tampa Bay front and how they pressure the quarterback, what are some of the things that stand out, and what does Nick and your offensive line need to know?
Strap it up, man, because these guys come. They come at you now. They are... war daddies. They are really, really good. They know they're good. They play fast. They bring it. Again, it's a defensive line and linebackers that roll. We got to make sure that our energy, it matches what they do. Schematically, we got to be right. But when it comes down to it, you better be ready to get into a fist fight.
A man who reports responsibly.
This is my first radio hit wearing a mask.
What are we rocking?
I think it's actually from The Gap, because I might as well try to be stylish while I got to wear one, right?
Kevin Fishbane.
What's the saying? If you have nine tight ends, do you even have one?
Talking Bears with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
The
Score.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. And we have Kevin Fishbane, brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, Chicago's hometown sportsbook. He is on Twitter at KFishbane. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Dan. There's a game tonight.
There is, and I guess I feel a little bit better having spent the first hour of the show just ranting about the offense not being good enough And it's there's been an excuse every single week, every time, under Matt Nagy, a guy I really like and a guy I want to succeed. I am tired of them not scoring touchdowns. And now there's just no excuses anymore. Maybe the Colts just kicked their ass, and they're going to kick a lot of asses this year. But you're at home. You've got your quarterback. You've had time to calibrate. You have all your offensive coaches. You have Tyler Bray on the headset. You have everything that you need to go be good on offense. Is that fair of me to just say enough with the excuses?
I think so. And I think not only does Matt Nagy have his quarterback, he has his offensive line coach. This is an offensive coordinator that he obviously wanted. Not to say that he didn't originally want Mark Helfrich and Harry Heastin, but there's a difference. There was a change. And he brought someone like Juan Castillo in because the knowledge of the offense and the way those two could mesh. He's got everything he needs. Now, you could argue that talent is not where he would like it. I mean, you could theoretically, Dan, have a head coach saying, hey, I'm trying to run my stuff, but GM, you haven't given me good enough linemen or receivers, certainly the quarterback situation. You could have a GM saying, hey, you wanted this quarterback. I traded a draft pick for him and gave him a lot of money. So now it's up to you to figure it out. So you could theoretically have that if this thing goes sideways. But I do think going back to the Colts game, and we could have the same conversation next Thursday talking about this Bucs team because it's another good defense. Yes, we might be able to say, hey, that was a really good defense. They're just a great team. You shouldn't still, if it's a good defense, you shouldn't go 55 minutes and score 3 points because then you're not going anywhere this season.
They haven't scored a rushing touchdown. They haven't scored in the third quarter. They're lucky to be 3-1, and the schedule being what it was, they took advantage of their opportunities to get to 3-1. Yet for whatever reason, third down just becomes more difficult for them than it seems to be for other teams. And that's, I'm trying to explain the feeling of where you turn on another game and it's just some random NFL team and 3rd and 8 doesn't look insurmountable in a way that it seems to for the Bears. Like, oh my God, how are they possibly going to get 8? Where it just doesn't feel that way when you watch NFL team against NFL team.
I thought last week was a great example of that, Dan, because there's Phillip Rivers. And, you know, his awkward throwing motion, the ball kind of comes out of there slow, and he finds his guys. I mean, they converted several third and downs against a very good Bears defense, and Nick Foles and the Bears couldn't do it on their side. And it wasn't like they weren't even coming close, really, when you went back and watched some of those third down plays. You know, it starts with their struggles on first and second down, obviously, that puts them in those third and longs. But, again, if you're a good team, if you're a good offense, every once in a while you should be able to convert some of those 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8 situations. And I kind of come back to the tight end position because this is where, you know, you would think those are the guys you're targeting there. You know, middle of the defense, using your big athletic mismatches, Jimmy Graham, Cole Kmet, you know, these are the guys that you think you should get to on these plays. Another one, Dan, one of the key plays for the Colts last week on 3rd and 3, they leaked out running back Jordan Wilkins in the left flat. There was nobody there except Danny Trevathan. Wilkins caught it, went for 16 yards. And I'm watching that play thinking, how is that not a David Montgomery play in the Bears playbook? How are there not more opportunities? Now, he did get, I believe he got 6 targets in his first game without Tariq Cohen. So you can start to see how they can get him more involved in the pass game. But I'd like to see them get him the ball more because he just gets those tough yards. You know, he can get you 1 or 2 extra yards from where he gets the ball.
We're talking with Kevin Fishbane on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. You mentioned Trevathan. I have him circled if I am Bruce Arians and I am Tom Brady. Knowing where Brady likes to throw, how he likes to find guys in the middle of the field and toward the sidelines on the move, all he needs is somebody to get a step on a guy. And Trevathan right now is someone against whom you can get that step, whether he freezes him with a little bit of play action and tries to dump it in over his head and make him flip his hips. If I'm the offensive coordinator or if I'm Tom Brady, I am targeting Danny Trevathan when he's out there.
Yeah, it's a great point. And you think about some of those mesh routes the Bucs are going to run, those crossing routes in the intermediate part of the field, 5 to 10 yard routes where Brady is just going to get it to the guy. He's going to be wide open and then he lets his receivers go. You know, you think back to some of those Patriots teams where it's getting the ball to Edelman and Welker, and you go back to Deion Branch, you give it to them and they get the yak. They get the yards after the catch. What's interesting tonight, and I'm curious to see what Chuck Pagano does, no Deion Bush. So you don't have that option of getting the extra safety on the field to take Trevathan off. Last week, what we saw more of was three defensive linemen, one inside linebacker in Roquan Smith, and some of those nickel and dime packages. And I think that's probably your best route against Brady anyways, because the best way to get pressure on him is up the middle to begin with. So maybe you do keep Hicks and Robertson Harris and Nichols on the field in some of those passing downs, hoping they can pressure him up the middle and then only go with one inside linebacker. Because, you know, you look at the Bucs, you know, they're without a couple of their key guys, but it's Tom Brady. He's going to find some random practice squatter you've never heard of, and he could go off for 90 yards receiving. And, yeah, I think they're going to target Trevathan. It's a tough chess match, though, because, you still want Trevathan on the field for running downs. You still want him part of your team. How often can you play a game with only one inside linebacker on the field? That's going to be a big test for Pagano tonight.
Couple of names. One you just mentioned in Cole Kmet. How is he more involved? It's easy to say get him more involved, you know, get him more targets and more opportunities. What situations are we talking about? What routes do you think that he's ready to run at a high level?
Well, I would think every route we've seen Demetrius Harris run, that Cole Kmet should be able to do that. I think if he's one of those situations where he's lined up, you know, in line at that wide tight end with the offensive line, he could run some of those post patterns up the middle of the field. You know, you get him on an inside linebacker. Could even be, go back to that Jack Doyle catch on Roquan Smith last week where Doyle runs right into Roquan Smith, kind of comes back to the ball, creates some separation. Cole Kmet should be, you know, he's strong enough, he's big enough, he should be able to make some of those plays too and gain him out in the flat. Heck, you know, look what the Chiefs do with some of those middle screens they run with the tight ends, or it could be a play action. You think the play is going to the right, and then the offensive linemen are ready in the middle of the field. You get it to Kmet, who's kind of hiding behind him, and you go. You're counting on a lot of things to work, but you would expect Kmet to be the type of guy who really opens up the middle of the field. Get him on a linebacker, get him on a safety, and trust him to win those one-on-one matchups against these guys. The Buccaneers are going to put a lot of pressure on Nick Foles tonight. And I think that's where, I don't know if he's going to have the time to throw those deep passes. So that's where he's going to have to rely on Cole Kmet in those 5 to 10 yard routes, and Jimmy Graham and Dave Montgomery, some of those guys like that, because he might just not have the time to launch one to Darnell Mooney or Allen Robinson.
Tom Thayer earlier, we played the conversation that he had yesterday on the Scores Afternoon Show with Danny Parkins and Anthony Herron. He mentioned the name Javon Wims, and Wims has played himself into a very solid position on this roster. We know he has the size and maybe some straight line speed. If they were to work him in, is he mostly an X, mostly a split end, or can he be a useful Z or flanker in this offense?
Yeah, I see him as that possession receiver. You know, he kind of, to me, he's always been like Allen Robinson's backup, and kind of can be able to play that outside receiver role, but get you some of those tough yards. I think you go back to that Vikings game in 2018, the season finale. I think he converted 4 third downs that game. It was a weird situation where the top guys were sitting out because the Bears already kind of knew where they were going. And then Wims ended up having a really nice game. That's where I see, you go back to third down. That's where I think you could use someone like that, because he can kind of use his body, post up, he can win jump balls. Red zone is another area where you'd like to see someone like him, and that's an area where the Bears certainly could use some help. So, what's interesting about Wims, and you kind of go back, I'd have to run the numbers, but you go back to predictability. It seems like a lot of times he's in the field to running play. Certainly last week at least. I just did not see him running a bunch of routes. I remember I tweeted the snap counts on Monday, and someone responded, Javon Wims played. It's one thing to not get targets, another thing to not even see him, running routes. So look, when you're an offense that just needs help and you're someone like Matt Nagy who doesn't mind rotating lots of guys, give him some of those opportunities. If you're just looking for someone to get open on third down, and these receivers aren't getting a ton of separation either. And for Allen Robinson, that's okay. Allen Robinson doesn't need a whole lot of separation. And I think Javon Wims, not saying he's Allen Robinson, but he's a type of receiver who does not need to be that far away from the cornerback to go attack the football. At least that's some of the things we've seen in preseason and training camp over the years. Again, hasn't done it consistently in games, but when you're just looking for outlets, hey, might as well throw him in there and see what he can do.
You start talking about receivers and getting separation and who can and who can't. How injured is Darnell Mooney?
That was a surprising designation, Dan, to see questionable, because he was a full practice participant. So, this could be just cautionary. It could be gamesmanship. I'm not sure. You know, not being able to see the how often he, you know, how much he's actually involved in the practice. I don't know. But you know, that tells me, because it was a walkthrough yesterday, maybe something happened near the end of Tuesday's practice that they're just a little, you know, nervous about. So we'll see. But look, if you lose Mooney, that you do not really have somebody that seems to replace him. You'd think it'd be Ted Ginn. So maybe they could just sub Ted Ginn in. It could be that simple, but I'm not sure. I mean, look, I was surprised how often Nick Foles went to Darnell Mooney last week. I really was. Not to say he doesn't deserve it. Not to say he's not a guy that they should continue to target. But for him to only have one less target than Allen Robinson says a lot about where he is. So, yeah, that could be the type of thing where we're keeping an eye out pregame, and it could be something where he's totally fine. They were just being extra careful.
If you want to see Kevin Fishbane, you can. Just go to twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. He's got his Cubs World Series pennant behind him, and his homage to Northwestern, and his the football about which we've already heard the story above the bobbleheads that he has there. So it's a little the sports corner.
I should point out, Dan, the Cubs did not go to the 1984 World Series.
I can't. Oh, it says 84. That I can't read on my screen. Oh, that's a nice little novelty thing there, huh?
Yeah, it was someone, a family friend dropped it off at my wedding as a little throw-in gift, and I put up, I didn't even notice it for weeks. And then somebody on one of the Bears Zooms, one of the reporters said, why does it say 1984 National League Champions? And so, yeah, there you go.
Well, I guarantee you those T-shirts are also being worn by the children mining diamonds in Sierra Leone, where apparently they send all of the unopened boxes of those T-shirts for the teams that never won anything. Let's talk defense for a second. If Tom Brady is going to get the ball out quick, because he doesn't want to get hit, and he knows that the Bears are coming after him because they want to hit him. He's an old, fairly stationary quarterback, and they can get pressure on him. I'm playing a lot of press man. Because I'm getting to the point where I trust Kyle Fuller and I trust Jalen Johnson. I think they're both good. I know I've got one of the best safeties in the league in Eddie Jackson. Early on, why not roll everybody up and say, all right, if you're going to get it out, somebody's going to get hit or we're going to get a hand on something. And if you want to try to throw it over us, that's when 52 is going to be breathing down your neck.
Yeah, and we haven't seen that a lot this year, right? And that was supposed to be Chuck Pagano's MO. You know, we always talked about the difference between Pagano and Vic Fangio is that Chuck Pagano is going to blitz more. And I wonder if this season, if he's looked at some of these stationary quarterbacks who get rid of the ball quick and are able to throw with anticipation and doesn't want to do it. And I'm curious, does Brady count? Is Brady the same? Is he going to treat him the same way he treated Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan and say, we can't risk it because this guy just knows what to do? And I'm very curious to see just in general what Pagano's strategy is. I mean, the guy never beat Brady when he was in Indianapolis. But if you go back and look at Brady's numbers, they weren't necessarily always off the charts. It was just kind of an Indianapolis could not get over the New England Patriots hump kind of situation. And actually, you go back to 2011, when Chuck Pagano was the Ravens defensive coordinator, they held Brady one of his worst playoff performances ever. Patriots still won because they're the Patriots. But, you know, I'm curious if he's going to go back to that game, if he's going to go back to some of the things he's done. He admitted you got to be careful not to overcook it was his lingo. You know, you don't want to overanalyze it because, you know, you could try doing one thing and he'll do the other thing. So, but I do think you have to try everything. And if that's going to be what works, and you're right, they are fortunate enough to have corners that you can trust in those situations, safeties you can trust. I think you can trust Buster Screen in those situations too, when it's quick and just really forcing Brady. I'll ask Khalil Mack about it, because if you're Khalil Mack, how annoying is it to play Phillip Rivers and just never get to him? And I imagine it's the same thing with Brady, and he says it's anticipation. These guys, they know where they're going with the ball before it's snapped, and it just puts the pressure on these guys to get there even quicker. Five career games, Dan, for Tom Brady against the Bears. He's only been sacked 6 times.
Wow. In 5 games, he's been sacked 6 times. Well, here's hoping that they're able to get him on the ground a couple times tonight, because doing so early might go a long way in affecting the tenor of this game. I'm pessimistic. I want it to happen. I want the offense to click. I want them to be calibrated. I want everything to work. But I've seen this one too many times to think the Bears are going to win this.
Yeah, it's not a good matchup. You look at that Bucs defense. You look at what they do up front. You got the short week. And there isn't a home field advantage. You know, they're not going to have that Thursday night excitement. And you know, I do think it's a disadvantage to travel. I still think that's annoying for teams to have to travel, especially with all the protocols now on a short week. And the Bucks are, you know, they're underhanded there on offense, and Mike Evans is going to be a game time decision. So I don't know if the Bucks are going to be able to put up 25, 30 points. So I think the Bears could keep it, can muck it up and go low scoring and keep things close. But you know, you're not going to run the ball well against them. So you're putting a lot on Nick Foles probably, and against a great defensive front. Your offensive line was shaky. I don't know if they had enough time to fix it. So you know, look, they got Carolina next week, Dan. They could easily be 4-2. And I think you would definitely take 4-2. Carolina is not a given. They've been playing well. But yeah, this game is not an ideal matchup for them, certainly based on the way they played last week against Indianapolis.
Kevin Fishbane, thank you. As always, we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. Next up, we'll get a look at the Bears' opponent from someone who knows all about them, Aaron Jacobson, co-host of the Pat and Aaron Show on WDAE in Tampa, will join us next on The Score.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
As bad as the Bears' offense have been, they're 25th in points per game so far. You know, they're a bottom 7 offense, again, after being a bottom 3 offense last year. And everywhere you turn, there's dudes with arm talent better than the Bears have.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacant. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood once again of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, I've established tremendous information on tonight's Thursday night football game, Tampa playing Chicago, and the over-under, and I am guaranteeing it to the season. What I mean by that is I must go 2-0 for you this evening, or I will give you my whole football season for free and on me. That's how guaranteed I am that I am going to win tonight. It's very simple. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line. We will go 2-0 this evening. Tampa playing Chicago and the over-under, and it's on my free recorded comp line. Once again, try me out. There's no sales pitches. There's no hype. Call my free recorded comp line now. 1-800-885-2525.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off. And doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count.
get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Full scouting report from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We go behind enemy lines with Aaron Jacobson down in Tampa next on The Score.
Okay, so you're between meals and you're craving something sweet, right? What I do is snack on Blue Diamond Honey Roasted Almonds. They're so good. And almonds are a superfood. So don't deny your cravings. Eat them.
Blue Diamond Almonds. Crave victoriously.
What a time to be a Chicago sports fan. Start your day with a score and listen all day, every day, so you don't miss a minute of what we do best. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, a Radio.com sports station.
Radio.com has everything you need to stay informed and keep you entertained at home, at work, or on the go. Hear what's going on in your community and the nation with local and national news from CNN, Fox News, and more. Need a break? Radio.com has hundreds of music, sports, and talk stations to keep you going through your day. Love podcasts? Radio.com has thousands of true crime, documentary, comedy podcasts, and more. Listen at Radio.com, the Radio.com app, or your favorite smart speakers and connected devices.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here's the snap of Scotty Miller. Brady throws a pass near sideline, caught, ball by Vaughn. 3-2-1, touchdown Tampa Bay. Vaughn's first catch of his career, and it's 6 for the Bucs. Fire the cannons.
34-31, 5 touchdown passes from Brady and to 5 different receivers.
Tom Brady still cooking after all these years. 38-31, the Buccaneers get it done against the Chargers. A 3-game winning streak for the Bucs.
Hey, Coach, I'm wondering what significant things did you see in the team's comeback yesterday that you guys can build off of and kind of apply to playing the Bears on Thursday?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those, like you said, it's a team game. And offensively, in the second half, we never punted. I think we scored on every possession. And then we finally got the stop defensively. So trying to get everything you can to, I think our defense will bounce back and play a little bit better, get to the quarterback instead of almost get to him. This is a very, very good Bears defense. So hopefully we can play as least half this good.
The highlights courtesy WFUS and the Buccaneers Radio Network and CBS. And you heard from Tampa head coach Bruce Arians. Here to give us information on the Bears' opponent tonight on national TV is Aaron Jacobson of WDAE Tampa. He is half of the Pat and Aaron Show. He's on Twitter at AaronJacobson10, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, when you scout the Buccaneers, I'll ask you, I like to go in talking about it this way. What do they not want to do?
Well, they're battling a lot of injuries this week, so you just can't turn the ball over. We've seen Tom Brady in efficiency the last 2 weeks. When you're throwing 5 touchdown passes to 5 different receivers, that's efficiency. That's not turning the ball over. That will lead to a win. So many strengths for this Buccaneers team and battling with so many injuries, especially on offense. The one thing you don't want to do, turn the ball over.
And Brady, over in the past, we know that up the middle pressure, A-gap pressure, right in his face mask, tends to force him into quicker decision making, sometimes into checkdowns, because he doesn't necessarily have or has ever really had the foot speed to keep plays alive. I imagine the plan against the Bears defense is going to be quick timing routes to get the ball out of his hand ASAP. No?
Yeah, it's certainly the MO of a Tom Brady, and we've seen that. And last week, using the tight ends early on in the season, wasn't really implementing the tight ends. Now he's doing that. You're seeing Ronald Jones catch the ball out of the backfield as well. So the offensive line has to hold up. It's something we didn't see early on this season with the Buccaneers. It's improved since then. So timing has been something that Brady hasn't had to worry about as of late. But yeah, if that pressure's coming, some of those quick routes is something he'll have to use.
How has Brady taken to the Arians approach? Because one thing we're just sort of monitoring in this little science experiment that this has been is how he responds to a coach who publicly will say things and will talk about what everybody sees. And maybe he's old enough to not care, but everybody's got an ego and everybody's got a different psychological approach to the game. Is he okay with Arians talking about what he has to tighten up?
I think he is. I mean, listen, Bruce Arians has been doing this for a long time, and he knows players. And if you talk to former players of Bruce Arians throughout his career, they love him. They understand this is who Bruce Arians is. And I'm sure behind the scenes, Tom Brady understands that relationship with Bruce Arians. Completely different style of coaching than Bill Belichick and how he handles those players. So I don't think there would be any issue there. Bruce Arians, I think, is calculated and smart enough to understand the relationships with those players. So I don't think there's any issue there. The type of offense he runs is extremely different as well. Even though Byron Leftwich is the offensive coordinator, Bruce Arians, the quarterback whisperer, he understands his role here where he doesn't have to whisper to Tom Brady. Tom Brady is established enough, so he does the job. All Bruce Arians has to do is hand the keys over. I think a relationship is just fine.
You mentioned Leftwich. He is a name that is beginning to be discussed on some short lists for the next wave of head coaching jobs. You know, we brought up Eric Bieniemy from the Chiefs is usually the top name on there. But Leftwich has to be looking at this as an opportunity to, because you're coaching Tom Brady, that his profile is going to be raised on national TV. I imagine the camera will find him at some point in a game tonight on Fox. So there's going to be ample opportunity to hear about the job that he is doing.
Oh, no doubt about that. And Bruce Arians thought as much could have been the case with Jameis Winston as well. He's always wanted to elevate someone like Byron Leftwich. That's why he brought him in. So there's no doubt in my mind that for the next step for Byron Leftwich, having Tom Brady as your quarterback and elevating your status is certainly a good thing. And I don't think there would be any issues with Bruce Arians saying, hey, take that opportunity, Byron Leftwich, when it comes. But we enjoy what you're doing with this offense and helping Tom Brady out while we have you here.
What's the best way to exploit the issues that the Bucs have had in defending the pass?
Go deep. Go deep, because you don't want to deal with their linebackers. You don't want to run the ball. So if you want to pass the ball and have success, this is a young secondary, so go deep and hope you catch fire. And you know, we saw it last week with a rookie quarterback in Justin Herbert, who went deep two times, and you know, routes that beat the corners, the safeties had, you know, couldn't do anything on it, couldn't get the job done. So the only weakness I've seen, and this is a very good Buccaneers defense, the weakness is, you know, sometimes being susceptible to the long ball. So if you want to beat them on the pass, that's kind of how you have to do it.
Have they been more susceptible to a certain kind of running attack than another? Because the Bears are pledging to run the football and talk about everything being built off of their run. But ultimately, as we saw against the Colts, it was really tough against an active and physical, aggressive front seven to get more than two or three at a pop.
It's not going to get any easier, I'll tell you that. David Montgomery, this running back corps, is going to have a very tough time, because what you've seen out of the front of the Buccaneers defense, Vita Vea, Ndamukong Suh, William Golston, these guys are really tough to get by. And then when you get through them, you got to deal with Levante David and Devin White. So it ain't easy to run the ball against this Buccaneers defense. And if you had trouble against the Indianapolis Colts, you better have made some quick improvements during a short week, because it's not going to get easier against the Buccaneers.
Great. The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. You know, I'm just thinking right now, if you're doing sports radio in Tampa, you've got the Stanley Cup champions, you have a dynamic baseball team, and you've got Tom Brady in a nationally televised football game right now. This is like the center of the sports universe stuff for that city.
This is the best time in sports in Tampa Bay history right now. We do a show 12 to 3 Eastern time here, getting ready for it now, and that's exactly what it's been. It's been a party since the beginning, really, of the Stanley Cup run for the Lightning. Now, as the Tampa Bay Rays are one win away from reaching the American League Championship Series, if they get it done against the Yankees tonight. And by the way, if you do get that World Series, the last piece of it for major sports in Tampa Bay is Tom Brady leading the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, and let me remind you, if they in fact do win the Super Bowl, it will be in our backyard right here at Raymond James Stadium where the Super Bowl will be. So, yes, very, very high expectations and excitement in Tampa Bay right now. We're partying. It's Tampa. We party already, so just throw that under the fire.
Yeah, I always wonder about it, too, because I know every city is different. And in this town, where when you have two baseball teams with obviously divided loyalties, it's the Bears' hegemony overall. When the Bears are good, it's wall-to-wall Bears. And you know, Tampa's got a lot more transplants, and we always make fun of the fact that the Rays haven't drawn fans back when fans could go to games. I just wonder how you, when you sit down in your meetings with the luxury of the before you, the great bounty of sports success before you, when you prioritize there, what do people want to hear today? I'm just curious how you do it.
Well, I mean, obviously being Thursday Night Football and the Bucs playing, it's Buccaneers football right now. But my co-host and I, we have a tough time every day. We're like, what is topic A, and topic A being the top story for your show, when you have so many great things happening? Well, the Lightning won. We kind of pushed the Stanley Cup behind us now. Now we're past that, even though we had the NHL draft here. You know, baseball will be the talk today, will be our top story because it was a big win yesterday. But the Buccaneers, it's still a football town. Even though this is a hockey town, I'm very happy with the Stanley Cup, and we do love our baseball, even though we prefer to watch it on our couches at home, we still consider this a football town.
Is it a hockey town like Chicago is, where when the team's really, really good, everybody just is part of the party, and the light goes on and the goal goes in and everybody jumps up and down and sings the song, but you're not actually breaking down the structure of a power play? Like, you're not doing X's and O's as to who's F1, F2, F3 and diagramming things? Is it like that? Because it's not, I can't imagine it's Toronto.
It's not Toronto, right? It's not Toronto. It's not X's and O's, break it down. But these are smart hockey fans. These are very educated hockey fans here. And they go to the games. They sell the games out. They've been doing it since Jeff Vinnick has been the owner, which has been many years now. So this is certainly a town that knows its hockey, loves its hockey, but nowhere is like Toronto, you know?
No, I'm just saying, it's always, people always say, hey, talk more hockey, I love the Blackhawks, and it's, you know, it's a guy in a jersey, and then the moment you start differentiating the overload power play from the umbrella power play, that guy's not interested and has no idea what you're talking about. Yeah, but hockey!
I know what you're talking, we do the same thing, basketball here, because we don't have any NBA team. I have to fight just to mention the NBA, and then if I say anything, I get ripped apart and I get a bunch of emails from my boss, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Some inside radio stuff here with Aaron Jacobson. Aaron, thanks for taking the time to join us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much.
That's Aaron Jacobson, part of the Pat and Aaron Show on WDAE Tampa, the center of the American sports universe right now. We have the Midday Midway coming up, and we've got a bit of a controversy. We have some ruffled feathers because of something, a throwaway line on the show Emily in Paris. It has some people in Chicago very, very unhappy. And I'm actually kind of with them. I understand why that is. We also have the release of a specific cartoon character into Australia. We're going to get to all of that on the Midday Midway, and maybe even more. It's coming your way on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood once again of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, I've established tremendous information on tonight's Thursday night football game, Tampa playing Chicago, and the over-under, and I am guaranteeing it to the season. What I mean by that is I must go 2-0 for you this evening, or I will give you my whole football season for free and on me. That's how guaranteed I am that I am going to win tonight. It's very simple. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line. We will go 2-0 this evening. Tampa playing Chicago and the over-under, and it's on my free recorded comp line. Once again, try me out. There's no sales pitches. There's no hype. Call my free recorded comp line now. 1-800-885-2525.
Week 4 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 5. There is no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 5, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And on top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. And don't worry, if football isn't for you, DraftKings is giving you, the basketball fan, a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Chicago when you sign up, and you get up to $1,000. That's code Chicago to get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000 for a limited time. Only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The really big fall sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off. And doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's Breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Look around. Could your home decor use a fall refresh? Then look around HomeDepot.com. You'll see furniture from sofas to ottomans and decor from pillows to linens, all with free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. More fall savings means more ways to bring out your style. Get 30% off select furniture and decor and settle into a new season at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
The Constitution distributes political power between three branches of government, spells out the role of the president, includes two amendments specifically addressing voting rights, and so much more. Join the National Constitution Center in learning more about how our government works. New topics each week. Sign up for the Scholar Exchange and other free virtual classes at constitutioncenter.org. That's constitutioncenter.org to learn more about the Constitution and how our government works.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The
first half or the second half. You know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Dan Bernstein on The Score.
We have reached the midway point of this show, or thereabouts, and that leads us to the Midday Midway, where we tell you what we've talked about to start. I started the first hour. I guess I feel a little better having discussed it, because this Bears offense has to be good now. It's enough. It's enough excuses. It's enough calibration. It's enough saying, well, Mitch this, Mitch that. Well, we're going to go get a quarterback. And, well, you know, he came in the game. It was his first start, so this is our first chance sort of getting to know each other. No. Start scoring touchdowns. Have a running back score a touchdown. You haven't done that this year. Score in the third quarter. Score more touchdowns. Even if they lose the game tonight, and that could happen because Tampa's better than they are, and they have Tom Brady and a really good run defense. You could lose the game. I want 28 points out of this offense. That's 4 times 7, right? That's 4 touchdowns.
We definitely want to get to that touchdown mode.
Yeah, do that. When? When are we supposed to hold you to the standard of getting to it? They talk about wanting to get to it. But it was this, and then it was this, and we had a mistake here, and we practiced that play well. We didn't get to it. We got behind the chains, and we had some pre-snap penalties. Stop with the excuses. Tonight is the night. You've got everything you want. You got the coaches you want. You got all of it. Score more points. We also talked to Kevin Fishbane, and we talked to Tampa's Aaron Jacobson as well. This really surprised me to see, but somebody took a swipe at Lou Malnati's on a TV show. I thought it was kind of odd. I don't really get it. The show Emily in Paris was created by Sex and the City's Darren Star, and it stars Lily Collins as the titular character, a marketing executive and Chicago native who accepts a job in Paris and has to learn to adapt to her new environment. This is from Variety.com. When she discovers that her French colleagues don't like deep dish pizza, she quips, "Oh no, you must have gone to Lou Malnati's." What? I want to talk to the writer and find out what would happen here, because that's just there are. If you want, I can think off the top of my head of a much better reference for sort of run of the mill overrated deep dish pizza, and it's not Lou's.
Yeah, that's a terrible take. As a fat guy, let me say, that's brutal.
I don't know. It's really... I don't understand why that would be... Because, you know, right off the top of my head, there are probably 3 or 4 even that I could name easily that would be a much more appropriate sort of garden variety kind of mainstream Chicago deep dish pizza that you could much more... successfully, reasonably make fun of.
Go ahead, name them. I know you don't want to do that.
But, no, I don't. I don't want to offend a potential sponsor.
Of course, and I don't know anyone. I know people who prefer other places to Lou's. Like Lou's is not their chosen deep dish place, which is fine. But I don't know anyone who doesn't like Lou's. Right, like it may not be your favorite. You might like Pequod's better, or Uno, or Due better, whatever. But no one hates it. No one, I don't think anyone's had a bad experience. It's just a weird... They probably just Googled Chicago deep dish, and that's the first thing that came up.
There are a lot of people who like Uno or Due or Giordano's. A lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes it depends on what you get. Sometimes it depends on which one or where you eat. But as I'm a huge fan of Lou's, and I just found it very strange... That whatever writer, I don't know if there's a personal vendetta there, or whatever writer would think that would resonate with Chicagoans, like, oh yeah, they took a shot, because we all know, it's just weird. And Lou Malnati's put out a statement. They are
Kiss
not
my
happy.
Ass, Lou Malnati's.
Well, pretty much. They said while the writers of Emily in Paris may not be fans of deep dish pizza or Lou Malnati's in particular, generations of Chicagoans would strongly disagree. Malnati's is always the first to participate in good natured banter with pizza lovers from New York or California. However, it feels especially unkind to disparage anyone during these difficult times, given that most restaurants are struggling to hang on. And Mark Malnati, the owner, said, "We've been serving Chicago's favorite deep dish since 1971. While Netflix's Emily in Paris writers chose to take a shot at Chicagoans and our pizza to try to get a laugh, it felt heartless and not humorous."
You know what? KMA.
There's your Lou Malnati spokesman, Les Grobstein.
You know what? KMA.
Tasmanian devils have been released into the wild on Australia's mainland 3,000 years after the feisty marsupials went extinct there, in what conservationists described Monday as a historic step. There's a conservation group called Aussie Ark, along with a coalition of others. They revealed they had released 26 Tasmanian devils into a 1,000-acre sanctuary at Barrington Tops, about 3.5 hours north of Sydney. And there's pictures of them here, of these carnivorous mammals. They look nasty. It's so much fun to picture them actually looking like the Warner Brothers version of it and just like spinning in a cloud going rah, 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 as they're released from a truck. Away with you. Off you go. Live your life, Tasmanian devils. But Tim Faulkner, the president of Aussie Ark, said the historic releases were the first steps in a project akin to the successful move to return wolves to Yellowstone National Park in the U.S. in the 1990s. After 16 years of work, including the establishment of mainland Australia's largest Tasmanian devil breeding program, he described it as incredible and surreal to have reached the goal. Tasmanian devils weigh up to 18 pounds. They have a black or brown coat, and they typically prey on other native animals or scavenge carcasses. According to government environmental authorities, devils are not dangerous to humans or livestock, but will defend themselves. If attacked, they can cause serious injury. They are known for their extremely loud growl, powerful jaws, and ferocity when confronting rivals over food or mates. They're classified as endangered after a contagious facial tumor disease ravaged the remaining population on the Australian island state of Tasmania. It's estimated that fewer than 25,000 live in the wild, down from 150,000 before the mysterious fatal disease struck in the mid-1990s. And on the mainland, they were believed to have been wiped out by dingoes 3,000 years ago. Maybe the dingo ate you, baby. But every picture does make them look unhinged and dangerous, like go in the opposite direction when you see one of these things. But that's next they're going to release the same amount of wisecracking rabbits. You've seen the meme, right? You've seen the guy on the skateboard drinking Ocean Spray cranberry. Have you seen this? And while he's lip-syncing to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. And then what happened? It was just one of these things that sort of went viral. Everybody saw the TikTok. And then Mick Fleetwood did it himself. There was another shot from a military helicopter of a bunch of army guys on duty doing it while leaning out of a moving helicopter. Well, it's come to its inevitable conclusion in the most postmodern American story here. Ocean Spray has given a truck to the man whose TikTok post went viral as he sipped juice and lip-synced to a Fleetwood Mac song while riding a skateboard. Nathan Apodaca, 37, later recreated his original video in his new ride. Representatives from Ocean Spray and a local Nissan dealership surprised Apodaca at his RV in Idaho on Tuesday. Of course, he lives in an RV in Idaho. In a video posted by Apodaca, he's left speechless upon seeing the red 2020 Nissan Titan Pro 4X with a full trunk of Ocean Spray that he can now call his own. Ocean Spray CEO Tom Hayes said in a statement to CBS News that Apodaca has brought joy in a challenging year. You think? He said, "Once we saw his video, we knew we wanted to gift Nathan with something meaningful to him. We delivered a cranberry red truck full of Ocean Spray. We can't wait to see him driving around as he listens to his tunes. Apodaca, who goes by 420 Dogface 208. Of course he does. And two G's in dog. 420 Dogface 208. He thanked Ocean Spray and filmed a new TikTok video in his truck that has received more than 12 million views on the platform since Tuesday. They mentioned that Fleetwood Mac co-founder Mick Fleetwood posted his own version, and he told Apodaca he wants to make a video with him. Dreams also experienced a boost with the video's popularity. The song climbed to number 18 on the Rolling Stones Popular Songs of the Week list. He got $10,000 in donations, according to TMZ. The Idaho native told the outlet he was living in an RV without running water, and he was traveling via skateboard because his car needed an upgrade. He said he's giving $5,000 to his mother, and he bought clothes for his daughter. So if you really read the details of these supposedly happy stories, so often they just end up being sad. That is the Midday Midway. We do it some days, but we're not talking on a Bears Monday or a Bears Friday. Tomorrow is both a Bears Monday and a Bears Friday on a Friday. It's two shows. It's all things to all people. So it's a complete mashup, smash up special edition where we're going to be doing a Bears Monday on a Bears Friday. So tomorrow's absolutely going to be can't miss with Patrick Manley, with Anthony Heron, with everybody involved. We're going to continue some Bears talk with Adam Johns of The Athletic. He comes your way next on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. Chicago guys talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. Look, you know this by now. No one does football like FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either team, the Chicago Bears or Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for tonight's matchup. You heard that right. You can bet $5 to win $125 on either team to win. The Bears are only getting 3.5 points. Can they put up enough, and can they stop Tom Brady and the Buccaneers? What do you think? Place your bet now on the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app. And you may have heard, by the way, that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person at a sportsbook, but for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and once you win, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, to make your first deposit and claim your exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either Chicago or Tampa Bay to win. That's promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois or Indiana. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Behind every company, there's a time-tested engine keeping it moving. By earning your accounting degree online from Grand Canyon University, you can advance your career by identifying business efficiencies and building business models. Become a core team member by keeping business on budget and on track to success. What do you think accounting careers look like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood once again of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, I've established tremendous information on tonight's Thursday night football game, Tampa playing Chicago, and the over-under, and I am guaranteeing it to the season. What I mean by that is I must go 2-0 for you this evening, or I will give you my whole football season for free and on me. That's how guaranteed I am that I am going to win tonight. It's very simple. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. 885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line. We will go 2-0 this evening. Tampa playing Chicago and the over-under, and it's on my free recorded comp line. Once again, try me out. There's no sales pitches. There's no hype. Call my free recorded comp line now, 1-800-885-2525.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break. Progressive Casual.